6 minutes past 10 o'clock, and Penny Furie, our intrepid journalist on the ground, is out and about keeping a watching brief on what's happening. Hey, Penny.
Yes, hi, Dave. Hi to all our listeners. Things on the ground are very, very quiet this morning. I think there's been a massive harp, you know. I don't know if it's, you know, obviously there was a lot of preparation to go in for this national march that's been coordinated. But from the north coast side, things are very quiet. There were two buses that left for the main event that took that started at Stanger, and then it picked up a lot of the demonstrators along the R102, went stopped at Sharker's Head, and then they went into Durban. This happened at 7 in the morning, and then there was another bus that also took them from Tongaat. So the main march of is happening in Durban. Right now, there was just a small group in Kombongo, and then there was, obviously, they gathered in Kombongo early this morning, but they said they're going to go through to Mapumula and then to Sharker's Head. But right now, everything's very quiet. And there are no, you know, there are no protests going on at all on the side of the town. And also there's a lot of private security companies on all the major intersections. There is basically a very strong presence here making sure that the town is secure.
Yeah, I see there's a helicopter overhead, and it's I think, pretty quiet at the moment. You're absolutely, well, you're there, and you are correct in your observation. The main march is headed further south I see Peter Maritzburg is quite active at the moment. Johannesburg seems to be coming alive. Durban is bubbling under, but I think the North Coast, it's probably going to remain quiet for the foreseeable future. But Penny, if you would keep a watching brief, and should anything start to cook, as they say, I'm sure you will come back to us and we will go live and report as and when anything happens. That was Penny Furie, our intrepid journalist on the ground. I think I lost her in the last dying embers of that conversation, but we'll be back in touch with her during the course of the show.